但有祭司
even though they're faithful
有亚伦和他儿子
there was Aaron and his son
但是我们看见没有侍奉
but there is no servant
一等到膏油膏了
until the anointing come on them
然后一起都过来
then everything came alive
神就这就是
then God was served
我们记得在神书记的里面
we know in the book of Leviticus
亚伦有两个儿子
Aaron has two sons
拿得亚庇胡
Nadab and Abihu
他们喝醉了酒了
and they drink wine
因为喝醉了酒了
because they drink wine And they were drunk.
所以过怎样呢
And what did they do?
圣经说他们用燔火去点香烧香
And then they are told they use strange fire and burn incense.
烧香啊乃是祷告的意思
Burning incense means prayer.
烧香也是敬拜的意思
Burning incense is also worship.
当然做祭司的人应当烧香
Of course, you do a priest or to burn incense.
应当敬拜
You ought to worship.
应当祷告
You ought to pray.
但是他们用燔火来点这个香
But they use strange fire to burn the incense.
结果油从神那里才把他们烧
Then fire came from God and consumed.
因为什么呢
Why?
因为当祭司烧香的时候
Please burn incense.
这个火啊，必须从祭坛上的火取过来。
The fire must be obtained from the altar.
在利未记九章告诉我们。
In Leviticus chapter 9 we are told.
当他们把祭物放在祭坛上的时候。
When they be sacrificed on the altar.
就有火从天上降下来。
Fire descending from heaven.
来烧这个祭物。
And burn and consume the sacrifice.
祭坛上的火从天上降下来。
So therefore the fire on the altar came down from heaven.
这个火是昼夜不息的。
This fire burns day and night.
你不用燔火来烧燔祭。
You cannot use strange fire to burn a sacrifice.
你必须要用那天上的火来焚烧。
You must use the heavenly fire to consume it, to burn it.
现在要烧香，也用这个火来烧。
Number one, to burn incense, you must take fire from the altar.
在预表的上面。
In type,
燔火就是代表我们天然的热心。
The natural, the strength fire represents our natural will.
我们天然的能力。
Our natural strength.
圣洁的火，天上来的火
，the heavenly fire, the holy fire，
这是代表圣灵的能力。
It represents the power of the Holy Spirit。
亲爱的兄弟们
，brothers and sisters，
今天我们在哪里侍奉的时候
，when we are serving God，
我们是用我们天然的热情来侍奉神呢
？Do we using our natural zeal to serve God？
或是我们是基督的爱激励了来侍奉
？Or we are constrained by the love of Christ that we serve Him？
今天我们是用天然我们自己的能力来侍奉神呢？
Use natural effort and strength to serve Him.
或者我们靠着天上来的能力来侍奉。
Or rely on the heavenly power and strength to serve Him.
这是一件很重要的。
This is a very important thing.
因为我们神是圣的。
Because our God is holy.
所以我们不能燔火来烧香。
Therefore, we can't use strength fire to burn anything.
我们烧在旧约的里面
，We know the Old Testament。
无论是做祭司的人
，Whether you are priest，
或者做君王的人
，Or you are king，
或者做君子的人
，Or you are prophet，
他都在被膏油膏。
They all need to be anointed with oil，
因为那个膏油把他分别为圣。
Because the anointing separating him，
那个膏油叫他有能力来侍奉。
Anointing gives him power to serve。
如果不是膏油的话
，If there's no anointing，
他就不能做师。
They cannot be a priest。
侍奉神
they cannot serve God they cannot offer sacrifice
他不能做君王
they cannot be king
来为神治理
they cannot be king manage God's affairs
不能做先知
they cannot be a priest
为神来讲话
and be God's spokesman
因为如果他为神讲话的话
he wants to speak for God
他讲自己的话
he will just speak out of himself
如果他要治理的话
he wants to manage
他就要照着自己的意思
he manages according to his own will
如果他要献祭的话
if he wants to sacrifice
他也是随着自己来献祭
and he do according to his will
所以在圣经告诉我们
so the Bible tells us
必须有膏油
there must be the anointing
没有膏油的话
if there's no anointing
不能神
there's no service
当然我们知道
Of course, you know.
膏油在旧的里面
In the Old Testament, the anointing oil
乃是代表圣灵
It represents the Holy Spirit.
圣灵
God's Spirit.
圣灵的能力
The power of Spirit.
所以我们到了新约的时候
When it comes to the New Testament,
我看见
we see
我们的主耶稣
with our Lord Jesus
我们的主耶稣是一个模范的仆人
our Lord Jesus is a model servant
在全宇宙的中间
and all the universe
这个仆人是个完美的仆人
this servant is perfect servant
我们的主不但是因圣灵而生
our Lord Jesus was not only was born by the Holy Spirit
并我们看见到他三十岁的时候
and when he was the age of 30
他就到约旦河受约翰的洗
went to the river Jordan to be baptized by John
天就开了
and the heavens opened
圣灵就像鸽子一样
and the Holy Spirit like a dove
就荡在他的身上
descending upon him
如果你看原文的话
if you look at original
你知道这个圣灵像鸽子一样
the Holy Spirit is like a dove
降在他身上
Came upon him,
不但降在他的身上
not descend upon him,
并且住在他的
身上 but abide him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
为什么圣灵在这里像鸽子一样
Why the Holy Spirit is like a dove
因为当我们的主到那儿去受洗的时候
When the Lord went to Jordan to be baptized
他乃是把自己献上
He was offering himself up
愿意为受我们的罪来做代替
He wanted to be an offering as our sacrifice
所以神就受了他
And God accepted his offering
圣灵降下来像鸽子一样
And the Holy Spirit came down like a dove
我们知道在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament
一个人如果很贫穷的话
If a person is very poor
他没有办法献牛献羊
He cannot offer a lamb or an ox
所以他就在神面前献鸽子
And he can only offer a dove
鸽子是穷人的祭物
Dove is offering of the poorest.
我们主在这里做穷人的祭物。
Our Lord is become poor for us.
如果我们感觉我们是穷的
If we realize we're poor,
他就是我们的祭物。
He is our sacrifice.
圣灵登在他的身上。
Holy Spirit came upon him.
住在他的面。
Remain upon him.
叫人在你面前做我们的代替。
So that he can be a sacrifice on our behalf.
圣经也告诉我说
The Bible also tells us,
他满有圣灵
He was full of the Spirit
他不但有圣灵经历
He not only had an experience of the Spirit
并他满有圣灵
He was full of Spirit
你知道这个不同的
The difference there
被圣灵满
To be filled with Spirit
那是一个经历
That is an experience
但是满有圣灵
But full of Spirit
那是一种的光景
The condition
许多时候
Oftentimes
我也许有一些圣灵满的经历
Often we may have the experience of the feeling of the Spirit
但是这个经历是同时的
But this experience is temporal
不能说三年前我被灵充满
You cannot say 3 years ago I was filled by the Spirit
那天你有没有被圣灵充满
Yes, are you filled with the Spirit
在美国常常有介绍
In US you are often introduced
这个是被圣灵充满的
This person is filled with the Spirit
你问问他
You ask him
什么时候你被圣灵充满
When you were filled with the Spirit 10 years ago.
今天是不是被圣灵充满就不管。
Today whether he's filled with the Spirit is not important to him.
你要看见圣灵不但是我们需要有经历。
We not only need the experience of the Holy Spirit.
并且我们要满有圣灵。
We must full of Spirit.
这是我们日常的光景。
This be our daily condition.
我们主耶稣满有圣灵。
Our Lord Jesus was full of Spirit.
就被圣灵吹出旷野的里面。
And the Spirit led into the wilderness.
来受魔鬼的试探。
Be tempted by the devil.
对什么原因呢
？Why?
因为他要起来。
Because he don't do,
要做这工作
he's gonna do God's work,
他要把那宗室家里的东西要抢夺过来
he will take away the, from that strong man his possession
所以他是要把那个壮士弄去了
therefore he want to bind strong man
他在旷野里面
in the wilderness
去仇敌在那里征战
he had conflict the enemy
因着胜过了魔鬼
because he overcame the devil
圣经这么说
the Bible says
当他从旷野回来之后
when he returned from the wilderness
充满了圣的能力
He was full of the power of the Spirit
圣灵已经在他的身上
The Spirit is already upon him
现在经过那个挑战
Through that challenge
那个能力就彰显出来
And the power was released
所以他来到这个冷赫勒的地方
And so he came to Nazareth
到了一个安息日
And on the Sabbath
他就进到会堂里面
He went to into the synagogue
照着平常的规矩
He would as he often do
他就站起来了
He stood
他要念圣的话
He wanted to read God's word
你知道在犹太的会堂里
You know in the Jewish synagogue
有相当的自由
You do have certain amount of liberty
相当的开放
It's quite free
如果有什么人来了
If somebody comes
你可以站台
You can stand
那别人就把圣经就给你
And someone will give you the Old Testament.
啊，你可以念。
You can read.
我们那主耶稣站起来。
And our Lord stood.
他要念。
And he read.
所以，广泛会堂的人就把以赛亚书交给他。
And then the keeper brought him the book of Isaiah.
主耶稣就把他找到以赛亚方面。
And he opened the book of Isaiah.
他就在那里念这个以赛亚书。
And he read the book of Isaiah.
那里是告诉我们这样说。
And it says there.
主的灵在我身上
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
因为他高高我
Because he's anointed me.
要传福音给贫穷人
To preach the gospel to the poor.
差遣我报告被掳的释放
He has to preach the deliverance to the captives.
瞎眼的得看见
Recover sight to the blind.
叫那受压制的自由
Liberty those who are oppressed.
报告神悦纳人心眼
To preach.The excessive year of the Lord.
把这个书卷关起来了之后
and he closed the book.
他说这个话已经应验在你们中间了
This word is now fulfilled in your midst.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们主耶稣那三年多的光景
In the 3.5 years of our Lord Jesus.
他在那里传道
He was preaching.
他是靠什么能力来传道
What kind of power he relied his preaching.
主的灵打在身上
The Spirit was upon him.
神用膏油来膏了他
The Spirit anointed him.
所以他能把福音传给贫穷人
Therefore he has the gospel preached to the poor
真能到被掳的这座山
And for those who are captive to them free
叫瞎眼的能看见
The blind can regain sight
报告
And Peter went to the house of Menia.
当他在哥尼流家里的时候
And he was in the home.
他也是告诉哥尼流那里的人说
And he told Cornelius family
他说我们的主他是借着圣灵在那里的主
Our Lord was relying on the Spirit for his work.
他就周游不成故乡
He went from village to village.
他在那里行好事
And he was doing good.
赶鬼疫病
And deliver people from demon possession.
这是众人所知道
And everybody, we are all witnesses.
所以我们的主在地上他的施政完全是在圣灵的能力
And so we notice that our Lord's service is all in the power of the Spirit.
我们的主钉十字架
Our Lord was crucified.
希伯来书怎么告诉我们
Hebrew tells us
他是基督永远的灵
by the eternal spirit
他自己献上当这个祭物
he offered himself as a sacrifice
无暇无疵
without him without fault
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
连我们的主耶稣上十字架也是靠着永远的灵
even when our Lord Jesus went to cross he went by the power of the spirit
当然我们的主从死里复活是基督圣洁的灵
of course when all rose from the dead he was risen by the Holy Spirit
罗马第一章
Romans 1
甚至于念《使徒行传》的时候
when come to the book of Acts
他那里吩咐他的门徒也是靠着圣灵在那吩咐
he also asked his disciples to rely on the spirit of their service
我们的主一生就与圣灵发生直接的关系
So our Lord's life is linked up with the Holy Spirit
一生与圣灵有密切的关系
In the relationship with the Holy Spirit
他所有的事情都是靠着圣灵和圣的能力
All his service was relied by the Spirit
他说我凭着自己能说什么
He said I can do nothing by myself
我凭自己我也不能说什么
By myself I can say nothing
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一个就是主给我们看见那个侍奉的榜样。
This is the example for sure what service we need.
我们看见我们的主升天了。
See the Lord ascend into heaven.
他就告诉他的门徒说
，And he told the disciples,
你们要等在耶路撒冷。
You wait in Jerusalem.
知道圣灵降临在你们身上
Until the Holy Spirit comes upon you
你们就要得能力
And you'll receive power
为我做见证
You shall be witnesses to me
所以门徒就回耶路撒冷
And therefore they start return to Jerusalem
他们有十天功夫在那里祷告
And they spend 10 days praying
一直等到五旬节那一天
Until the day of Pentecost
圣灵就降他们身上
And the Holy Spirit came down upon them
他们就受了圣灵的洗
And they were baptized in the Spirit
还有一个身体
They became a body
开始就为主做见证
began to be witnesses for the
亲爱的弟兄姊妹可是我们要问一个问题
we maybe have to ask a question
这些的门徒
this disciple,
常与我们的主在一起三年多之久
were with the Lord himself for 3 years.
当然他们听见主许多的教训
They heard many of the Lord's instructions.
他们也看见主许多的工作
They witnessed the Lord's work.
他们与主的夜在一起
And they were with the Lord day and night.
听见我们的主的生活
They saw the life of the Lord's
life. 听见到我们的主的世界他们也知道
And even the crucifixion of the Lord they know about.
虽然只有约翰在十字架里边
And even though it was John was the one who was at the foot of the cross.
其他的门徒都逃走了
The rest all scattered.
但是事实是清楚的
But the and reality was there.
主耶稣复活他们也知道
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus, they all knew about it.
他们不但听见
Not only heard.
他们亲眼看见复活的
But they saw the Lord himself.
你想这样的人
You see these people.
当然可做见证
They all to be witnesses.
他们也看见了
They saw.
他们也听见了
They heard.
为什么主说
Why the Lord say?
你们要在耶路撒冷
You have to come to Jerusalem.
等圣灵降临
Will you wait until the coming of the Holy Spirit?
你们要得到能力
Then you receive power.
为我做
Be witnesses to me.
有没有这个需要呢
There is a certain need.
我以为说我们已经看见了
Assume we saw.
我们已经见
We assume we heard.
为什么不能马上就耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚以及地基为主见证
Why can we not begin to ask for him?
难道不够吗
Is not sufficient
主说
The Lord say
好够
It's not sufficient
你们还是要等候圣灵的能力
You must wait for the power of the Holy Spirit
然后你们去做我的见证
You will become my witnesses
爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你在这里看见
Here we see
虽然我们自己有了经历了
Even though we have some experience
我们经历了主了
We experience the Lord
我们看见他了
We saw him
我们听见他了
Heard him
但是许多的
时候 But often times
我们说不出了
We cannot convince
许多时候
oftentimes
我们出来
what we speak
绝不相信
they will not believe us
我们没有能力
we don't have power
我们需要圣灵的能力
we need the power of the Spirit
要我们的见证是有能力的见证
so our witnessing will be powerful witnesses
要我们这个人成为有能力见证
so that we will be powerful witness for the Lord
所以我们知道
We know.
今天我们要奉神的话
If we are to serve God today,
我们必须靠着圣灵。
We need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
除了圣灵的能力之外
apart the power of the Holy Spirit,
不需任何掺杂的力量。
God will not allow any match there.
说到这里
when we come to this point,
我想与弟兄姊妹交通一点关乎圣灵的洗礼。
But we have to share this matter about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因为我知道这个事情在这儿女中间是一个很烦闷的一件事。
I know this issue is quite confusing among God's people.
我愿意靠这种恩典与弟兄姊妹交通一点。
By God's grace, I would like to share a little bit.
我盼望你。打开你的心来接受
I hope you open your heart to receive it
如果我所交通的与你过去所学习的不同
If what I share is not in agreement with yours
我盼望你把我所交通带到神里面
But I wish to take what I share and bring it for the Lord
你到面前去寻求神
You go and seek the Lord
如果是与神的你接受
If it's the Lord, you receive it
如果不是与神的你不要接受
If not the Lord, it's alright
我盼望弟兄姊妹知道说
I hope you would understand
我没有意思要把我自己一点点的灵慧要勉强加在弟兄姊妹的身上
God has no intention to use his views to impress upon you
不过我知道这事情太混乱了
But I think this issue is very confusing
所以我愿意趁着这个机会就交通一点
I want to use the opportunity to share a little bit
严格的说
Strictly speaking
我们所谓圣灵的洗The baptism of the Holy
Spirit. What we mean by the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这个名词在圣经里头是没有的。
This term we do not find in the scripture.
当然在中文里头就很难。
But in Chinese we find there's difficulty there.
我们中文说圣灵的洗。
In Chinese there is that translation there.
Baptism.
Baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道在原文里面。
But in the original.
乃是在圣灵里受洗。
It means baptized in the Spirit.
或者。用圣灵来洗
or baptized with the Spirit
不是圣灵的洗
that's the power it's not the baptism of the Spirit
因为什么原因呢
the reason
因为我们在圣灵里面受洗
because baptized in the Spirit
是我们的元首基督用圣灵来洗我们。
Because the head baptized us in the Spirit.
不过我想这个名字也不是那么了。
Now, some of these terms may not be that important.
要紧的要知道里面的东西。
We should know is the content.
所以我们但是就用圣灵的了。
So let's use the baptism of the Spirit.
今天这一般的儿女的中间
Among the people today
对圣灵洗可以说有两个不同的看法
There are two different views about the baptism of the Holy Spirit
当然里面还有许多的知识题
Now of course there are many other aspects of it
但是主要是两个不同的看法
But basically there are two different views
有一种的看法就是说
One view put it this way
你信耶稣就了
After you're saved
但是你需要第二次的经历
You need a second experience
你需要第二次的祝福
You need a second blessing
第一次的祝福叫你们得救
The first blessing you receive salvation
但是得救了之后
After you are saved
你要追求第二次的祝福
You will seek a second blessing
那就是受圣灵的洗
That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit
你受了圣灵的洗
After you receive the baptism of the Spirit
你就有能力了
Then we'll have power
这样你就可以好好的做基督了
And then you can beA good Christian.
那么有人甚至于这样说
And some even put it this way.
如果你没有受圣灵的洗的话
If you have not had the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
根本你这个人没有圣灵
You have no life. You don't have the life.
你没有圣灵
You have no spirit.
你虽然有生命但是你没有圣灵
You have life, but you do not have the Holy Spirit.
你必定要受圣灵洗你才有圣灵
You must receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in order to have the Holy Spirit.
当然有的人说都不是这样的
But some people it's not so.
你可以有神
You can have the Holy Spirit.
但是你没有被圣充满
But you may not be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第一我们需要圣灵洗
So therefore we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
有的人说你受圣灵的洗有
And some say, what are some of the evidences that you will be baptized in this of the Spirit?
有什么记号呢
What are some of the signs?
有人说受圣灵洗以后就是说方言。
Some say, after you've been baptized by the Spirit, you will be able to speak in tongues.
如果你不说方言，你没有受圣灵。
If you do not speak in tongues, you have not had the baptism of the Spirit.
那么有的人就比较弱一点。
And some people are a little more moderate.
你知道在五旬聚会里面
and people among the Pentecostals.
他说，不说方言就没有说圣灵的洗。
He said, you do not speak in tongues, you do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是在那个新五旬节的运里面
But in the new charismatic movement.
他们就说的婉转一点。
It have a different way of putting it.
你可以受圣灵的洗，不说方言。
You can have baptism of the Holy Spirit, is that not speaking in tongues?
但是方言是方便你，你为什么不说呢
？And the tongue is available to you. Why won't you speak in tongues?
所以可以说是换汤换药。
So in other words, change the water, but you do not change the ingredients.
但是就说你如果受了圣灵的洗
，So if you have received the baptism of the Spirit,
你就得着属灵的恩赐。
Receive spiritual gifts.
那你用这一些的恩赐，你就可以起来奉献。
And when you receive this gift, then you can begin to serve God.
这样看的人
，those people with this view,
往往是重在是否是。
They often put the emphasis on the things or doing the things for God.
而他们忽略了这个事的人。
They forget the spirit of service, the great, or the person who serves.
这样主张的人
This kind of people
我只能大概地说了
can only put it in a general term
当然有例外的了
of course exception
不过大概地说了
in general
这样主张的人
This kind of people
是正在侍奉的事
their emphasis is on the work
他们常常忽略这个侍奉的人
they often ignore the one who serves the person
所以在他的生命上就缺少恩
so in their life they come short of grace
不过怎样呢
What the result?
他们的恩赐虽然大
Even though they're great gifts
他们虽然能做一些事
Even though they have do something They can do something
但是常常因为人不对
But the person was wrong
所以他们把他所建造的全部都撤回
Therefore and then they destroy their own work
这是美中不足的地方
This is a shortcoming of people of this people of this view
还有一方面人怎么说呢
There's another view.
他说，当你信主耶稣的时候
，After you receive the Lord，
你就受了圣灵的洗。
You already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不但把基督的生命放在你的里面
，The Holy Spirit now he give you the life of Christ.
今天基督就把你进到圣灵里面，用圣灵来把你进到圣徒里面。
Also use the Spirit baptize you into Him。
所以你一信主的时候
，Once the moment you believe，
你就说圣灵的事。
You already receive the baptism of the Spirit。
五旬节不能重复。
You cannot repeat Pentecost。
因为无圣洁圣灵的洗是教会的，不是个人。
Because that holy, the baptism of the Holy Spirit on day of Pentecost is the church, not for the individual.
乃是历史性。
It is historical in nature.
所以我们所有信主的人已经受了圣灵的洗。
All those who are in the Lord, we already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
现在你所晓得。
What we need now,
要注意住在你里面的圣灵。
We need to focus on the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
来顺服圣灵在里头引导。
Obey the anointing from within.
这样的话，你自然而然有生命的流露。
Then if we do that, we'll have the outflow of that life.
那你就可以有能力来分享。
Then we'll have the power to serve God.
不错，其中的做法
，of course, this view
也有它的难处。
It has its difficulty.
他因为追求在里面基督的清净
，because they emphasize on the inner life with the Lord within，
所以当面对基督有相当的认识
，and so inwardly they do have some knowledge of the Lord himself。
但是很多时候
，but oftentimes，
像他里面是满满的
，even though inside they are full，
但是流不出来
，but cannot flow out，
好像都关在他的里面一样
，all shut in。
他没有这个能力来交通出来。
There's no power to release what they have inside.
好像这自己自己里头随时进满。
So it's a water reservoir.
There's plenty of water there. 但是没有管子把它弄出来。